is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
You waiting for me? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and you may listen live to USAprepares.com on a free application that you can get for your cell phone at GCNLive.com. Tom is engineering the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, at GCN in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Frank Underhill's with us. CEO of Underhill Securities in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Hey, Frank. Dr. Howard Chaine stopped over during the weekend, and he looked at me, and he saw this growth on my face. And I said, well, you know, it's getting close to that time where I am required to, if I want to have a driver's license issued by the state of Missouri, I'm going to have my picture taken. So I am doing my best to cover up any facial recognition details that I may have. So I am growing a beard, Frank. You probably would not recognize me or think that I look pretty scruffy, because I look like one of those, or my skin with the stubble looks like one of those Hollywood actors, you know, one of those young guys trying to look macho. That's not why I'm doing it, class. I'm doing it because I don't want them to have any more information about me. So I'm growing my beard, and I'm going to go to get my picture taken with a walker. I have a walker, and I'm going to use it that day, and I am going to be hunched over. I'm going to be maybe a foot shorter because I'm going to be hunched over on this walker, and I'm going to try to look up at the camera. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it from being hunched over. And so there you have it. I'm going to contort my face. I'm going to squint my eyes. I'm going to be hunched over. I'm going to do everything I can to help them. Oh, jeez. I can't believe it, Frank. Facial recognition. These people who run the Department of Revenue in Missouri have given our facial recognition pictures to the federal government. They've given them. And those guys have not been jailed yet. The people who worked at the top and every minion that they have who took the pictures should be in court being prosecuted for violating the public trust. But yet, they're not. They're not. And it looks like they're going to get away with it. I mean, we had some resignations at the top level of the Department of Revenue. But a resignation, just losing your job, is not enough for breaching the public trust. I think a minimum of 10 years in jail, Class A felony, would be a good start. But it's really not enough. Frank, does that bother you that that pictures of us that we thought were being used just for Missouri purposes for the issuance of a driver's license with these facial recognition cameras have been
This is why I don't like to go out. I think I mentioned on earlier programs that I just stay away primarily from a lot of places. That includes now hotels and casinos here, strip malls because now they have police cars that go by and take instant scans of everybody's license plates and run them through a data system so they know where you are.
Yeah, yeah. They know exactly who you, well, they know who the car is registered to. They know where the car is with their GPS, and they know the time. So they can pretty much figure out if it's your car, it's probably you. Not necessarily, but probably. They know where now, and they know when.
Yeah, now if I go to the Smith's, whose damn business is it to know if I'm going in there to buy some fried chicken for take-home?
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, listeners, just stay home. Don't even stay out of that game.
Yeah, and you know, I keep thinking about the meetup, and to me, it's a risk every time I go to the meetup. I have to take a different direction, different path every time I go to the meetup because I know that one of these gauntlets, and I've been through several of these gauntlets where the police are on every part of the intersection, even on the back roads now, where they're stopping us and they want license and registration. And I try to help them. I get very confused. And when they ask me all these questions, it takes me a long time to find my documents and so forth. But, you know, I'm trying to gum up the works. And I'm trying to teach people that cooperate. But, you know, you don't have to do it in a hurry. I mean, after all, they supposedly, or they used to work for us. I met with our county sheriff last week. I went to get my concealed carry permit renewed, and Mrs. Finelli got hers renewed, and the sheriff was in the front office there in the county courthouse. And I asked him, point blank, I said, "Sheriff, when these guys show up at my house, these three-letter agencies, when they show up, are you going to stand between me and them and tell them to take a hike?" And he looked at me and he said, "Are you doing something that would cause them to come on over?" And I said, "No. But I talk about things that they might decide to come over and visit me because of the things I talk about." And he said, "I'll be there." So isn't that great? My sheriff is going to come and stand between me and those three-letter agencies. So there you have it. I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm going to support my sheriff. As long as he does the right thing, I'm going to support him. So I'm glad to hear that he is going to stand between us and those federal agencies that want to come and bash our door down. And a little later in this broadcast, Frank, I'd like to talk about a TV series that someone has given me the DVD set to watch called Flashpoint. And a little later we can talk about Flashpoint and my reaction to that. But so I'm doing my part to change my appearance by covering up as much of my face as possible as I get closer to having my driver's license picture taken. And I might even get a wig. I had a haircut a long time ago that was the same type of hairstyle that Michael Landon wore on Little House on the Prairie. And so because I had that hairstyle previously, it works for me. So I can get a wig that kind of looks like that, and I'll just pop that on my head also. So I'll have the beard, as much facial hair as I can grow. Howard suggested that I get some earrings, you know, and kind of adorn myself a little bit like Mr. T. and look completely out of my current character. So, and then, of course, you know, you look at the actors and the actresses, what are they wearing when they go around town? They've got big, large, oversized, triple-sized sunglasses on, and they have hats covering up their hair, or they stuff their, if they're ladies, they stuff their hair under their hats, or they wear cowboy hats. And that, I think it's because they need to, Frank. I don't think it's because they want to look ridiculous. I think it's because they feel that they have a little bit more privacy by doing that. Do you see people walking around Las Vegas looking like that?
For the most part, a lot of people here wear less revealing clothing, actually. They should dress like the way what you're talking about. It's a different planet here, Vincent.
So you're saying they expose more of their skin? Is that what you're saying?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's It's not going to work for me because I don't.
People want to show off. They want attention. They probably obviously lack it at home or at work, so they come here and most often than not they get the attention of law enforcement, you know, doing a stop and frisk, and next thing you know it opens a whole can of worms up.
Yeah. Frank, I've seen those, you mentioned those license plate scanners. I have seen those scanners here in Missouri. They're mounted on top of the vehicles.
Yeah.
And they can read 360 degrees license plates. And they've got a computer attached to them that can very, very quickly scan many license plates per minute and determine whether your license plates are out of, have expired, or whether your registration attached to those license plates has expired. And it's like a revenue hunt. And so they can just drive along. They don't even have to look. The computer's going to look for them. And they're going to scan your license plates. And they're going to pull you over. If they get a red flag that says you are driving with expired registration or tags, or even, I'm sure it's tied to your license. Frank, when I was in Virginia at the state fair, back in 1993, down the hall from my class's exhibit, my class was asked to represent the state or the Commonwealth of Virginia for 11 days at the state fair because they thought we were the epitome of how education should be in the Commonwealth of Virginia, my computer class. And down the hall from us, I spent 11 days there, and here's why I'm telling you this. I got a chance to see NASA, and I got a chance to see state police. They had an exhibit there. And I got to see what happens when they key in a tag number or a social security number on the screen. They would only let me see like the first screen. So what came up, and this is 1993, 20 years ago. They could key in a tag number. Now they can do it automatically. It brings up three screens back then. And there was all the information a person could ever want to know about an individual. It immediately brought up that I had a concealed carry permit. Okay, so when the police pull you over, they already know that you have a concealed carry permit. They already know that you probably have a gun in the car if you have a concealed carry permit. And the rest of the information was three pages. Now imagine if you had a record. Holy smokes. They would know everything about you just as they pull you over. So if you think that they're in the dark, they're not in the dark. They know. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, you know, malls are now tracking us by our cell phones. I thought I'd mention this since you brought it up. They're tracking us by our cell phones, and they're looking for the Wi-Fi signals from our Wi-Fi cards inside and embedded in our telephones, our cell phones. So each cell phone that has the Wi-Fi capability has a MAC card. It's called a media access control address, and the MAC address is unique to each cell phone or each computer device. So the way this works is, as you walk around, your phone may be searching for a Wi-Fi signal in the store. Well, they know they can get the unique MAC address, they capture that, and they can follow you around the store and find out where you spend your time. And they can find out how frequently you visit that store and how frequently you visit the other stores. And if you want, you can opt out. You can go to one of the manufacturers of this software, and you go to their website, and you can key in your MAC address, if you knew what it was, and opt out. But then you're telling them who you are. So no matter how you do it, unless you turn off your Wi-Fi on your phone, they're able to follow you around. And I remember, Frank, about a year ago during Black Friday, I heard about this, and I exposed this, and I called the company that was called Footpath. I called them up. And I told them that we were going to talk about it on the air. I know our side of the story. What's their side? And would they like to be on the air with me? And they declined. So we talked about it. We gave out their phone number. We hammered them, and they shut down their system. But here it is, a year later, back, and it's being deployed. So that bothers me, Frank. And I imagine where you live, it's probably in the casinos. It's probably everywhere.
That's correct, and the surveillance is so great where, you know, what's the point in going out? Because when you do surveillance, it says you do not trust people.
Right, right.
So why would you want to go somewhere where you're not trusted?
You know, that's really a good point, Frank. I don't. I don't want to go places. I complain all the way through the Chinese factory outlet when I have to pick up something that's not available someplace else. And I complain if I'm with Mrs. Finelli. She hears me complaining about having to be in the Chinese factory outlet. I just despise it. And I can see in the very near future how they're going to know who we are as we enter the store. They're going to know who we are. So it's time to get a cowboy hat with a bigger brim, bigger sunglasses, and keep my beard on and wear my Michael Landon wig.
You know, Vincent, and to your listeners, I don't mind having, you know, surveillance camera for protection, you know, for robbery to identify or theft protection from shoplifters and employees, a sort alike. But when they start doing it to data mine, record spending habits, record times you go, record this and record that, it's like you are nothing but a digital bite, basically. And it has just gotten so out of hand that we're not trusted. And just stay home, period.
In fact, I don't know if I've mentioned it to you, but I used to be a computer jockey back in the 1980s for three of the largest credit card banks in the country. And we had a vice president, a senior vice president in marketing. And he was talking about building the system that would track our credit card customers by the kinds of purchases they made. And so we were going to track each customer, where he or she went, when they went, what they bought. And then we would target those customers. I'm using the word target deliberately because that's what it was. We were targeting them for credit card offers depending on what their shopping habits were. And if you notice, if you search the internet today, if you're looking for a wood stove and you do a search on a wood stove, and then you do some other visit some other websites, then you see ads for wood stoves or tire companies. I mean, the tire rack pops up all the time on my PC when I visit websites, all different kinds of websites. Is that because I buy tires at the tire rack? I think so. So they know what my shopping habits are. They know where I go, and now I have to wear a disguise. Frank Underhill, CEO of Underhill Securities. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. And Frank, I have a post on the website. It's a little over a year old, but I thought it was noteworthy. There's a six-legged baby boy born in Pakistan. Now, we've heard of six-legged horses. We've heard of eight-legged horses. We've heard on this broadcast, we've heard of two-headed cows. We've all heard about Siamese twins. But a child being born with eight legs is something that's very, very unusual. The reason I'm bringing this up, and even though it's an old story, the mother of this child is an X-ray technician. Now, for those of you in the medical field who are involved in X-rays, I'd like to suggest, I can't prove this, but I'd like to suggest that this baby's deformity could be caused by X radiation. So if you're in the medical field, or if you are doing something where you're exposed to X-rays, even in the dental community, I suggest you be very, very, very careful. Okay? Because this happened. A six-legged baby boy. If you want to see the picture, you can go to usapreparedness.com, page one. Six-legged baby boy born in Pakistan. His mother is an X-ray technician. Frank, gold. Gold and silver. I had a chart. Let's see. All right. I'll start with silver. At the high of this year, you know, it looks like in January and through part of February of 2013, silver had reached $32 an ounce. And then it fell, looks like around July, to just above $18 an ounce. And it climbed up to about a little over $24 an ounce, almost $25. And now we're back down to the current price of $22.30. What do you think's happening, Frank? I didn't sell any of mine, so I didn't have any losses nor gains. What do you think's happening?
Well, what I think has happened is this. The U.S. dollar, the NIBOT, has broken 80. It's sitting here at 79.8 right now. This is, I think, very bullish for the metal. And I believe that if this continues to drift lower, this will only help the metal even more. As you see with the dollar index below 80, you're seeing gold level here off at 1300, 1320 in that range. And I think with the dollar in a holding pattern, if not, you know, a weakening here, this will only bode well for metal. And I would just be patient and see where this plays out. But you're not seeing that big rush to the dollar when it was 83, 84, 85, and, you know, it looked like there's no lid on it, but now it has appeared to have tapered somewhat. And, of course, like I was saying on earlier programs, the euro is up, the Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, the pound are up against the dollar as well. So there are foreign currencies that are moving ahead of the dollar. So this as well is very conducive for silver and gold.
Frank, I look at the U.S. debt ceiling, as it's referred to. And from my perspective, that it seems that politicians will continue to raise it again and again and again, because if they don't raise it, there will be no funding for the interest to pay the debt. So they have to keep raising the debt ceiling, because if they stop raising the debt ceiling, the financial system of the United States will collapse. And I don't believe that any politician would want to see the collapse on his or her watch. So if you look at the debt ceiling increasing, you look at the increase in the amount of currency in circulation, as it increases, it is absolutely inflationary, which means that the cost of tangible goods, tangible assets, will continue to ever increase in the amount of digits that you have to pay for them. Absolutely will be on the overall increase until the collapse. Is there something wrong with my logic there, Frank?
Not at all. And I think a lot of people out there think like this, and you're probably also in good company with, Mark Faber and Soros and alike. They do believe that nothing is sustainable, and how long can this be sustainable? And, there's, Dr. Doom himself, the late Henry Coffin, that believed in this as well. And I think what you're seeing is what is played out. And really, can I just, with all due, Vin, things have not gotten better. Unemployment is still anemic. The deficit, they say it's going down, But I don't see how that's going to help interest rates when interest rates are already low anyway. So, you know, there's not a big rush for people to go and buy anything and the big credit spree. And the talk about the housing in my state has, like, gone up, but I don't know anyone who's bought a house, so I don't know where they contrive these facts and figures from.
Frank, did you say that unemployment is getting better? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's plateaued. I don't believe those numbers you see at 7% unemployment or whatever the figure du jour is, but I will say that things are still very, very, if anything, I think people are so used to it, and I think it's even gotten probably even worse.
Well, I've got a number in front of me, Frank. I'm glad you mentioned this. I was reading a report that just before the broadcast this morning that 15% of young people in this country that are not in school are not in work. So 15% of our young people are both not in school and they're not working. Now, how old would that be? That'd be ages of 16 to 24 years old, not working. So we've got some, you know, high school dropouts, but they're not working. They're not learning. They're not behind the desk. They're not at the factory. They're not at wherever they might be working. They're not there. So we have a lack of apprenticeship. We have a lack of the continuation of skills. We have people who have idle time on their hands. Now, what in the heck are they going to do for their awake hours 7 days a week with no money, no job, no school to go to? The outlook is dim. The future is not bright. What are they going to do? I think that's the devil's workshop. I think, as the term I heard when I was, idle time is the devil's workshop, meaning there's not much left for them to do except hang around and get into trouble because they have nothing but time to spend. They have no money. And the rug's been pulled out from under them. There's no job for them. Our politicians have destroyed commerce in this country. They have shipped our jobs to every country outside our border. The young people that I'm describing, I hate to say it, but they're doomed. How can they possibly succeed in a system that has no place for them to go?
Well, what you're saying is, you're saying also is the price of education is a lot higher.
It doesn't need to be, Frank. The price of education does not need to be higher.
Right. It doesn't need to be, but you have all these for-profit online campuses. I've never gone on their websites or anything, but I think, Vincent, you know, you worked at a university. You got to have students in the classroom, period. Yeah. I don't know how anybody learns anything behind a computer screen and then, you know, print off your doctorate degree off the printer. It's new to me. However, you have to have people in school. Too many young people are more interested in dropping out in grade 10 and being a busboy at a casino.
Mm.
And I just want to, you know, reiterate, I worked in lodging myself as a teenager in the summers, but it was only for a summer job. Make some money, buy what you wanted to do. Today, you're seeing the same kind of jobs that are full-time, same people, the same housekeeper at the same hotel for 16 to 20, 30 years. There's no impetus for anyone to do better except work in this hotel for the minimum wage and whatever benefits they do get. And, you know, and I want to go back to the summer job. Well, what about that co-ed that wants to work at a hotel and get some experience, or work in a restaurant and get some experience, be there for, you know, a month or two, and then go back to college? That person can't get a summer job. And they're usually young people.
I had a job when I was in high school, I took a part-time job working at a Howard Johnson's motel. And what I learned was, after one day, that's all I needed to do to learn everything I wanted to know about working in a motel. I was, I think I was in charge of scrubbing the track that the sliding doors ride on. I think I was in charge of doing that. It was a horrible experience. I mean, it was dirty. It was menial. It was on my knees, bent over. 8 hours of that was all I wanted to learn about working at a motel. I mean, maybe there's something more to look forward to, like vacuuming the carpets, maybe working in the laundry department, not being an owner of a motel. It's not for me. Frank Underhill, Vin Fennelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide
provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. And second hour, I'm going to give you his phone number. If you'd like to contact him, you certainly may. Frank, it's time for a community service announcement. There is an autistic child, a 13-year-old, who was suspended from school indefinitely for drawing what this post says was a cartoon bomb. Now, this is an autistic child. He drew on a piece of paper what they're calling a bomb. So, swift and immediate punishment was meted out to this young man, this child, 13-year-old, in Greenville County, South Carolina. Superintendent, who's in charge of ejecting this young man from education, is W. Burke Royster. W. Period. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, last name. Royster, R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. He's the superintendent of Greenville County Schools in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, I've posted his direct phone number on the website, usapreparers.com. The name of the post is Autistic Child Suspended for Drawing Cartoon Bomb. If this bothers you, please call W. Burke Royster, 864-355-8860, Superintendent, Greenville County Schools, South Carolina. So this young person was suspended because he drew a picture of what they call a bomb. Now, it's nonviolent, absolutely nonviolent. When I was a child, we drew pictures of guns and bombs and war and all kinds of things like that. We even had sword fights with sticks, and we pointed our fingers at each other as if they were guns. We had cap guns. We had BB guns. And none of us was thrown out of school for even anything close to that. Okay. So this guy is, this young man is an autistic person. He's a child. He didn't do anything that anyone else might not have done. And they threw him out of school. For how long? Indefinitely. Frank, do you have a reaction to that?
Well, I do, and the reaction is this. I thought a state like South Carolina would be thrilled that there's someone who's doing this, whether they got autism or not. At least the kid knows what they are. And to throw him out, I think it's ridiculous. Not like he drew a swastika or a Ku Klux Klan effigy or anything. And it tells you where this political correctness has just gotten way overboard. And a autistic or dyslexic or a kid, you know, they only imitate their environment. Children, you know, they come home to parents and they act out in school. They're thinking they're doing the right thing. And I think that this South Carolina school district is way out of line for taking this kind of approach to dealing with a with a child. And it's really, you know, it's just the things have just gotten so over the top. And you know it's okay for, you know, a guy to have an affair and run for Congress and get in, but it's not okay for a guy to for a child to make drugs. And as you said about when you were a kid, Vincent, when I was a kid, that movie Apocalypse Now came out, and all I could think of was drawing Huey Hoggs, and no one ever kicked me out of a classroom for doing it.
Well, Frank, if we had a camera on me right now, right behind me, if the camera were looking at my face, right behind me in the studio, is a photograph, 18 by 24 inches, a photograph, not a replica, a photograph from a colonel's office of the Hindenburg, LZ-129, taken at Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Station in New Jersey when it landed there, before it blew up. And there are two swastikas right on the tail. Now, what would somebody think if they saw that in a radio broadcasting studio? Two swastikas. Man, can you imagine if I had a job? Would I be fired? We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.